87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you, that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.
We're going to go to our next speaker now, and that is Mr. Paul Perrone. Now, I've got to make Paul not only a panelist, but I got to make him a co-host so that he can share his screen, or sorry, his camera. So Paul Perrone, I'm going to tell you about Paul real quick. Paul is, first of all, a freaking baller. And by the way, have you noticed that everybody on the call so far has been wearing a tie? I love you guys for that, by the way. Can I just share that? Love that you guys are dressed professionally. You guys obviously mean business. Paul, when you and I first met, what tier were you in?
One.
You were in tier one. So Paul, when he and I first met a couple of years ago, he was in tier one doing 0 to 25 transactions a year. And currently you're in tier...
Tier
three, which means you're doing 150 transactions a year. And so Paul is freaking crushing it. And I'll tell you, Paul also recently came out, did a hell week with my son, Austin, who's got literally over 220 listings in his first 2 years selling real estate. And Paul took his life in his own hands. They were driving down the road, 70 miles an hour. Wheel comes off the car. And yeah, they're both lucky to be alive. But listen, you guys need to hear what Paul has to say because he's from New York. And by the way, Paul, your name doesn't say that on there. But here he is from New York. And during COVID, I remember during COVID, Paul was freaking out, as everybody was. But everybody in New York especially was freaking out because New York shut down harder than anybody. And Paul's like, Michael, what do I do? And Paul, we just in 2 seconds, tell them what I told you and what you did.
Double down. And that's what we did. We actually, I gotta say, thanks to the coaches at Club Wealth, they prepared us for all of the objections that were coming up months before we shut down. So by the time we got shut down, while everyone else was scrambling, hiding in a corner, didn't know what to do, we were ready. And when everyone was home from work, because they couldn't go in, guess what? Everyone picked up the phone. We felt so busy during that time because now all of our phone calls were getting picked up. It wasn't 60 no answers per pick, you know, for one contact. It was every single person we called and wanted to talk about what's going on. It was insane. We were putting deals together when no one else was.
That was my next question. What happened to your production during that time?
It actually went up.
Yeah, you guys freaking crushed it. Because write this, everybody write this down. Grab a pen. I hope you guys are taking notes. I should have mentioned this in the beginning, but if you guys aren't taking notes, you're crazy because you'll only retain about 4% of what we teach you. But those of you that are taking notes, you'll retain 8 to 12%. If you take notes on pen and paper and you teach someone what you learned afterwards, you'll retain between 18 and 21%. But get this, write this down. Where there's chaos, there's opportunity. Guys, write that down. Where there's chaos, there's opportunity. I'm telling you right now, Paul embraced that. And because he embraced that, he freaking crushed it. So Paul, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go right to you. I'm going to turn my camera off. I'm going to give the floor to you. Guys, you need to listen to what this man has to say. He's very intelligent. He's a very hard worker and he has done very, very well. And believe me, if he can do it, you can do it. So listen to what he has to say. Paul, you've got until 12 after. I'll come back on at 12 after.
All right. Y'all can see my screen, right?
Yes, sir. We can see it.
All right. So I'm going to be talking about the three habits of success, and it's going to be, obviously there's tons of habits of success. So I'm going to try to keep it really narrow and foundational. And then at the end, I'm going to give you three actionable things that you can do today to improve your business. So what is success? I love the quote by Maya Angelou. Success is liking yourself, what you do, and how you do it. And if you take this seriously, your business will improve. It's not about having a big fancy car, big fancy house. It's about being happy with who you are and how you treat others. So the first habit of success, constant self-improvement. And Club Wealth Coaching has helped me do that since 2018. So thank you very much, Michael, and all of the coaches that are with Club Wealth. They constantly push me to be better. And you have to push yourself to be better. It's constant self-improvement and realizing that everyone you come across knows something you don't. So no matter what you think of a person, listen to them humbly and hope to learn something. Because inevitably, it could be the homeless person on the street will know something you don't. I promise you that. Now, of course, it requires putting in the work, doing the numbers, getting your social media together, putting your videos together, making your phone calls, following your perfect daily schedule. But none of that will happen unless you're internally driven to do that. A lot of people say, you know what? Once I get the money, then I'll start feeling successful. I'll start acting successful. I'll start exuding success. But that's not the reality of it. And why do people do that? Because they want to avoid imposter syndrome. If any of you have felt imposter syndrome, just write imposter in the chat. I have. I'm sure Peter has. I know my coach has. I'm sure even Michael has at some point in time. As strong of a high D as he is, I'm sure he's felt it at some point in time. Everyone feels that on the way up. You're not alone. You also have to realize that, what does Michael say? No success. What does it say? No success in the world can compensate for failure in the home or failure in yourself. So you got to start with you. You're not responsible for anyone else's happiness but your own. So you got to improve yourself. You got to make yourself happy. And when you can be the best version of you, then you can best help others. That goes in your home. That goes in your business. That goes in everything. So how do we begin to truly like ourselves and be the best person we can be? Okay. You got to start with those daily affirmations, right? You got to go, you got to look at the five key areas of success: your spiritual, your family, your business, financial, and your health, both physical and mental. And how does that relate to your daily affirmations? Take this. Picture yourself 1 year from today, February 26, 2025. What's the best version of you in those five key areas of life? If every day, right when you wake up and just before you go to bed, you close your eyes for 5 minutes. That's all I ask of you, is 5 minutes. And just picture and feel the best version of you in those five key areas. And then just believe that that's who you are. I promise you, 1 year from today, you will be that person. If you feel it and you feel the joy and the happiness of doing that. And then you start living that person. You can't be a top producer without doing the top producer thing. So when you believe you're a top producer, so that your mind is not, so that your actions are not incongruent with who you believe you are, when you believe fully that that's who you are, your actions will just naturally follow to do those things. If you truly believe that you're a top producing agent, guess what? Your brain will tell you, you have to start doing the things to be that top producing agent. So believe in yourself, number one, and do those daily affirmations and do them with feeling. You got to shut out that negative speak. And that's the internal negative speak that we all have. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough, blah, 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 whatever. Get rid of it. Just replace it with, I am good enough. I do deserve it. You ever said to yourself, oh, you know what? I should have done that sooner. If you ever achieve something, you're like, oh, I should have done that sooner. I should have started that sooner. All that's telling you is that you've always had the ability to do it. You just got in your own way. So replace that internal negative speak with, I can do it, I will do it, I have no other choice but to do it. There are a gazillion quotes on failure and success out there. There's a couple that live in my head. Number one is, the master has failed more times than the beginner has ever tried. So don't be afraid to fail. Just be afraid to give up. Be excited to fail. Because another quote that lives in my head from Napoleon Hill is, every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. So if you live to fail, then all that you realize is that the more failures you do have is going to lead you to a greater success later on. And relish in the success and remember the success and take pictures of yourself and take notes of yourself and look back and just realize how far you've come. Because we forget, don't we? We always forget. And another one by Susie Kasem is Fear Kills More Dreams Than Failure Ever Will. And the third part of liking yourself is ignoring the external negative speak. You know, we're from New York and New Jersey, so we say IDGAF, you know. You might say some other things in some other parts of the country. If a person upsets you, take a deep breath. Learn what you can from the interaction and know that you're better for the experience. Take a deep breath, count down from five, get up, move on. That's it. And think about any famous person that you might know that you truly dislike. And maybe you even spent a lot of brain energy disliking this person, maybe even commenting on social media how much you dislike this person. Now, did it do anything to that person at all? Did it have any negative impact? Do they care? No. So just as it's not going to affect them, other thoughts about you will not affect you if you don't let them. And the other side of that is there's no need. Just spend your time better. Just concentrate on you. Don't speak ill of others. It doesn't bring you any good. And don't let the ill speak of others bring you down. I hope that's helpful for some of you, at least. Next part is, do you like what you do? Are you bought in? Do you feel that what you're doing is a worthy endeavor? That it's bringing value to the people around you? If you're the type of agent that believes that prices are too high for the house that they're getting today, well, if that's the belief you have in your head, then your actions are going to reflect that. And you're going to stop taking people out to see houses because you think they're too expensive. Now, if you believe, as I do, that Michael has taught us, that the best time to buy a house was yesterday, then, and again, imagine that, if you truly believe that, now all of a sudden your actions are going to reflect that belief and you're going to be bringing people out and you're going to be getting them to get into a house sooner. And just think about any of the buyers you've had over the past couple of years. They all wish they bought the moment prices went up 25% after we were shut down from COVID. When everyone was like, oh, the prices are at their peak and it's going to crash, blah, blah, blah. No, they all wish they bought it back then now. So the best time to buy was yesterday, and you have to believe that in your heart and soul in order to provide the best service to your clients. You also have to believe that you're the best for your clients. When you understand that, what, 80, 85% of the agents out there today are doing this part-time, and they're not here on a webinar trying to improve themselves, then you have to realize that you're the best option for all of the general public out there. And if you don't go after them, if you don't provide service to them, then guess who they're going to be provided service by? Someone who's probably not going to do the best for them and probably who's going to give them lesser service than you would have. So you would honestly be doing them a disservice by not going after them. And finally, and this all goes back to how you see yourself in the morning, those daily affirmations of what type of agent you say that you are every morning and every night. And number three, does it bring you joy? Do you relish in getting in seeing the keys getting handed over to the buyers, watching a buyer or a seller start a new chapter in their life? Do you enjoy solving problems, being the answer for people who don't know the answers? You got to find the joy in your work and focus on that. And honestly, if it ultimately doesn't bring you joy and you can't find the joy in it, go find something that does bring you joy. That's the honest truth. I hold classes for aspiring agents every week. And there are people that I said flat out, don't be an agent. It's not for you. It's not going to make you happy. And there are so many mini jobs that we have to do as real estate agents. You have to make a list of your likes and your dislikes of all the different things that we do as an agent. And also make your 2200 list. Everyone know what the 2200 list is? It's all of the activities that are $20 an hour activities and all the activities that are $200 an hour activities. Start with the ones you truly dislike and start outsourcing them. As you get better, as you start to scale, one of the first hires you're going to make is an assistant. And that's where you're going to start offloading all of those things you dislike, all of the $20 an hour activities, so that you can focus the 168 hours we all have in this world on the money-making $200 an hour activities. Sorry, my scroll is Next thing is, do you like how you do what you do? What do I mean by create a professional reality? When you start owning your world, owning your life, owning your schedule, then you start owning how to run your business. And it goes again back to the daily vision of who you believe you are. The busier you become, the more you realize that you're going to real the more you realize that you need to do this. For example, I have a listing right now. I'm getting hundreds of calls on the listing, and I made a message. I changed my phone number, and I just made it a voicemail inbox. Welcome to the Team Perone listing hotline. If this listing is available, it's available. Follow the instructions, because as a listing agent, you know the buyer's agents never read the instructions. I almost went New York on me. And when you're new and you come across a listing agent that does these things, you kind of hate them. They're like, oh, they don't pick up the phone, they never want to talk to us. And when you start to scale, you understand why. But it's about creating systems that are going to be able to save you time and make you more money. Now, that does go into being the example for your peers and being the best agent that you can be for yourself. Now, I'm not suggesting that you ignore all the phone calls. No, I selectively call back who I need to call back, those agents with the legitimate questions. And they always thank me for it. That is the agent I want to be, but I don't want my entire day wasted answering questions that are answered on the listing sheet, if you get what I mean. And just because someone says, oh, but this is how everybody does it, doesn't mean that that's how you have to do it if it doesn't contribute to the good vision of yourself. Of course, following all laws and regulations within your state or your board. And then it goes out, and then liking how you do it is also, you got to stand out by being the best version of yourself. Number one is communicating better. You can have the best ideas in the world, but if you can't communicate them, no one's going to know it and no one's going to respect you. Number two, and I actually learned this from Hell Week with Coach Austin Hellickson, elevate your energy. If you see, I have quite a bit of energy today. I wasn't always like this. I now do this on every single one of my phone calls. And just that one change has brought me a tremendous amount of conversion. Elevate your energy, live healthier, get up, exercise, eat better. And for every activity, ask yourself, is this moving me forward or is it holding me back? This change doesn't happen overnight, but I promise you, if you focus on it, it'll happen faster than you ever imagined. Michael, Coach Michael, how am I doing on time?
You're doing good. You can wrap up at any time, but if you need a couple more minutes, you've got a couple more minutes.
Nope, I'm good. So a couple of specific things that I do to help me succeed. Number one, follow a boring PDS, perfect daily schedule. Systematize your week. And what do I mean by that? Every Monday, do the same thing for your business. Every Tuesday, do the same thing for your business. Every Wednesday, do the same thing for your business. The more you can systematize it and make your perfect daily schedule boring, the easier it is to succeed. Number two, create your calendar with your loved ones so that everybody's on the same page. When you own your calendar, you own your life. And then share your calendar with your loved ones. So as soon as you put something in there, they see it. As soon as they say put something in there, you see it. And delegate your daily tasks. Oh, I mean, people they think they're doing the right thing when they're with their spouse or their loved one. They say, oh, we share in the housework, we share taking out the garbage, we share in the dishes, we share in the laundry. No, stop that. Figure out who's best at each one of those tasks and then split them up. And never touch that task that you're not delegated to. That will save you and your loved ones so much time that you both can achieve better things. The second specific thing that I do is I call it getting 10 things a month. Those things are either a listing agreement, a buyer contract for sale, or a listing contract for sale. And right now, currently, 10 is comfortable for me. I'm probably going to bump it up to 15 soon because I'm doing that right now, and I want to do more. But if I can get those 10 things a month, my income is golden. Figure out how many of those things you need a month, and those become the actionable items that you can focus on doing and achieving on a monthly basis. And then you can break it down by four and do it on a weekly basis. Number the third thing you can do is show up and don't take no for an answer. Our job as real estate agents is to convert no's to yeses. Are you doing that to the highest ability? If not, come into Club Wealth, take some classes, learn some closing techniques. Remember, the first no is usually just an unanswered objection. So are you isolating those objections and then handling those objections and then going for the close again? Most good real estate agents need to close 4 or 5 times before they get the signature on the paperwork, not just once. What do most regular agents do? They get one no and they give up and walk out the door. Well, then I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take the listing. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do. Alternate choice closing techniques, NLP techniques, right? All great things to help you close a lot better and do more business in less time. It's about being more efficient and effective with your time. All right. Thank you. Any questions?
All right, Paul, we're going to have you go ahead and shut the screen share off. There you go. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. So really quick, I've got a few questions for you. One, Paul, could you rapid fire go through and repeat the 10 things a month? Shauna Block was asking that.
Sure. So the 10, it's broken up into 3 categories. It's any of a listing appointment, a buyer contract, or a listing contract, meaning a contract for sale.
Okay. And what were the 10 things?
That's I need to get 10 of those 3 things every month.
Got it.
And that keeps my income where I want it to be.
Love it. All right, good stuff.
And I'm beyond that this month, which is nice. So
yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. And Audra says, thank you for the affirmations. Great stuff. Okay. So Paul, let me ask you this. So when you went out and we've got just a couple of minutes with Paul, and then we've got to jump to our next speaker, who's going to be Coach Sharif Attab. Sharif, be prepared. We're getting ready to come to you. But Coach Paul, you went out to that Hell Week and you came away with a different perspective on kind of what you needed to do in your business. If you had to say, hey, Michael, this is the single biggest change I made in my business that absolutely moved the needle the most, what would that one thing be?
Showing up with greater energy, showing up and bringing the energy. Honestly, that's seriously, we get scared to offend people. We think we're being too forward. We think we're being too aggressive when we do that. And I know I thought of myself as a really good converter before going to Hell Week, but Hell Week just kind of raised it to such a much better level. And it's had a great impact on my convert. I have to make so few calls to get the appointments I need now. Who doesn't want that?
Right. Yeah, dude, I completely agree. You know, the energy level that you bring to it absolutely will change the outcome, no question. And again, to your point, don't be afraid to offend people. I think too often agents are worried that they're going to offend somebody. Guys, here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, you got to get in there and you got to get the job done, because if you don't get the job done, somebody else is going to come in there. Write this down. Be aggressive with the process, but not with people. Be aggressive with the process, but not with people. See, here's the thing. If you'll do that, if you guys can just take that energy level to the next level when you're on those appointments and be much more aggressive with the process, you'd be amazed at how much more you'll close. All right, Coach Paul, anything to add before we wrap up today? Or I should say before we go to our next speaker.
Unless someone has a question.
Okay, so I'm not seeing any questions in the Q&A. Let me see if I've got any. Oh, hold on. Oh, we just got a couple. Hold on. What was the PDS? Tell us what that PDS is one more time.
The PDS is a perfect daily schedule. And that is simply, you could start with a paper calendar or a Google calendar and start by planning out your next 2 weeks, everything from the time you wake up until you go to bed. And there's 5 categories: your personal time, your prospect. And remember, your personal time comes first. This is not like when you work for someone else and you're under their thumb. We all got into real estate to control our time, did we not? That's what we're doing with the PDS. Number one, you put in your time, your wake time, your sleep time, your yoga time, your spiritual time, your family time, whatever. Whatever that is for you, you put that in first. Then you have to go take your business seriously. Your prospecting time, and then your deal time. And so that's the working in your business time. And then finally, working on your business time. Every day,
Frugia, one of our coaches, put into the chat, guys, a link. If you guys want to get a copy, if you want to see a video on how to develop your perfect daily schedule, and you want to download some sample perfect daily schedules at no cost, go to clubwealth.com/PDS, clubwealth.com/PDS. You can just go there. It's free. Just check it out. And I'm telling you right now, if you were to ask me, what is the one thing I can do this year, 2024, that's going to make the biggest difference in my business, it would be developing and following that perfect daily schedule. All right. And then Paul, let's see, I got last couple of questions here. Favorite book you recommend on mindset?
I think everyone should read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich annually. You're not going to understand the whole thing in one reading. I promise you that. And if you read it annually, you will get something new out of it every time.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a great one. And then Renata Steele asks, she's from Vancouver. What do you, and by the way, is that Vancouver, Canada? I'm going to be there tomorrow teaching. If you're in Vancouver, Canada, you need to be at our event tomorrow in Vancouver, Canada. Go to clubwealth.com/events, E-V-E-N-T-S, and use that promo code webinar, and you can get your ticket at no cost to that Vancouver event tomorrow. That being said, Renata asks, what do you do when you move into a new town to get clients? What would you recommend, Paul, if you could do just one thing?
Open houses.
Dude, I would agree. Open houses are on fire right now. I mean, seriously, all across the country, I'm seeing so people have such great success with open houses. It's not even funny. In fact, Coach Mark Standridge is going to be teaching a class at Listing Agent Bootcamp on how to get 25 to 150 people out to each one of your open houses. And he consistently does it. Look at that. Coach Peter, who you guys just heard from, just mentioned that open houses is the best lead source he has. And that guy's getting stuff from all over the place. And look, dude, just with going full time in real estate and getting rid of his previous job, he made an extra almost $1 million a year. Guys, I'm telling you right now, open houses are on fire. All right. That being said, Coach Paul, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How do we get a hold of you? How do we connect with you, Coach Paul?
I'm not probably not as easy to find as Coach Peter Boutros, who's a lot better at the video social media than I am. But you can email me at paul@paulperrone.com, and I'm easily searchable on Google.
Paul@paulperrone.com or Google him. All right, there we go. Coach
Friend
Paul,
me on Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you. And you will be speaking also at Listing Agent Bootcamp. And so Coach Paul will have a class there, guys. You need to come out and you need to see his class at Listing Agent Bootcamp. If you haven't already signed up, get signed up, go to clubwealth.com. In fact, actually, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a better deal than that. Normally, tickets right now on our website, if you go to clubwealth.com/LABC, it's $997 for a ticket to LABC. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you guys. Right now, between now and the end of the webinar, if you go to clubwealth.com/halfoff, clubwealth.com/HALFOFF, for those of you that do that, I'm going to give you half off that ticket for Listing Agent Bootcamp. You can get it for $497. We are going to shut that link down after the webinar today. So get on there and get your ticket at $497 instead of spending $997. And by the way, those tickets are going to be going up when we get about 45 days out from the event. We're getting close. The event tickets go to $1,497. So get your ticket right now, guys. All right, Coach Paul, any last words before we go to our next speaker?
Oh, yeah. Chris just said, add on the VIP. You got to get VIP. VIP is, I can't even express how much value I got the first time I did VIP. I was blown away sitting at lunch and dinner with Coach Sarah Santa Anna and all the other wonderful coach. I mean, these high level, when I was sitting there at tier one, like, you know, deer in the headlights with all of the information they're throwing at. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. It's worth its weight in gold.
100% agree. The VIP really makes a difference. I'll tell you guys a little bit later, a little bit more about what VIP includes. All right, Paul, thank you, thank you, thank you.
87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you, that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you, because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.